I'm sad that you're here because it means that you're struggling with pain. But at the same time, I'm excited that you found your way to this page because hopefully now you're going to help get the help that you really want and that you so desperately need, because everyone deserves to be able to live without pain. I struggled for most of my life with pain. I know what it's like for my body to let me down, not to be able to work throughout the day without pain, and not to be able to function in the way that I wanted, and it sucks. So I want to give you a way to change your situation and to hopefully get rid of your pain and keep it away long term. I'm going to be very respectful of your time because I know how busy people can be, but even if you're off work at the moment because your pain is causing such a problem, it's probably going to be difficult for you to sit down and concentrate for a really long time. So I'm going to try and keep this presentation under 30 minutes. Before I get started, there's a couple of things I want to make clear. Firstly, I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to diagnose or treat or cure any medical conditions or anything like that. I'm going to be teaching you about the process that I use to get out of pain myself, a process that I've taught hundreds of people to get out of pain. But it's important that you understand that everyone's different. My experience has been that most people can get out of pain and stay out of pain, but obviously everyone starts from a different position and there are some really serious diseases that can cause pain. So when it comes to things like that, there are obviously no guarantees. The other thing I want to make clear is that I don't have any magic cures or tricks or anything like that. Getting out of pain involves work. It involves doing things to your body. It involves lifestyle changes, doing exercise, doing different things, sometimes involves changing your nutrition. So I've got to make that clear from the start. If you're not prepared to work on your body or do anything like that, then this training isn't going to be for you. There's no point in sitting through the rest of it just to get frustrated. So I wanted to let you know that ahead of time. I'm going to start by giving you just a really quick bio explaining my background, to give you some context to understand what I've been through and to help you understand why I'm going to be able to help you where other people haven't been able to help you. Because like I said, I know what it's like to struggle with pain. It was a massive problem when I was younger. It caused a lot of depression, a lot of emotion, a lot of psychological issues because I was always in pain and I wasn't able to do the things that I enjoyed. But I made a decision when I was about 17 years old that I was going to learn everything I could to try and get out of pain. So I went to university to do sports science and studied and tried to learn what I could. But then in the final year of university, I ended up getting sick. So instead of getting out of pain, I became sick and I got left with chronic fatigue, with anxiety, with depression, with brain fog, with digestive issues, and a host of chronic issues. I tried going to the doctors multiple times and they would just run the same tests on me and said, "We don't know what it is, it's post-viral fatigue, hopefully you'll grow out of it." Only I didn't grow out of it. I finished university and I lost my first 4 or 5 jobs after university because I kept on falling asleep at work. I would go to the bathroom and I would just sleep for a couple of hours. I just couldn't stay awake. That's kind of how bad my fatigue was. And that's actually what led me to start going into training, because being a personal trainer was one of the only things that I could do, because I could train a client and then I could sleep, and I could train a client and I could sleep. And that's basically what I did for 10 years after university, just trying to find a way to survive. But the one good thing to come out of it was all that time I kept on learning everything I could to try and get myself better. I learned about strength training. I became certified by some of the top guys in the world. I got strong and it didn't work for me. I learned about different types of nutritional therapy. I would change my diet hoping that that would be the answer, and it didn't work for me. I started to learn about manual therapies. So I learned stretch therapy. I became a fascial stretch specialist. I learned about trigger point therapy. I learned about active release, structural joint balancing, all these things that were supposed to be the answer to help people get out of pain, and none of them worked for me. But what did finally start to work for me was when I started to learn about functional medicine. And if you don't know what that is, it's kind of looking at the systems in the body, the hormonal system, the digestive system, the detoxification system, and figuring out what's going wrong. And like I said at the start, I'm not a doctor, I'm not claiming to be a doctor, but I have trained in functional medicine by several different doctors, and that was something that I was able to really help myself with to overcome some of my fatigue and get some of my pain levels down. But it didn't get me all the way to where I needed to go. What finally enabled me to get out of pain was when I started to learn about applied neurology from an amazing doctor called Dr. Eric Cobb. He's got a system called Z Health, and when I combine Z Health with functional medicine, so how to rewire the brain and get the brain working and how to address all of the internal stuff, that enabled me to get out of pain and stay out of pain. And that was 6 years ago now, and I've been out of pain for 6 years. The pain actually went pretty quickly, but after a bit more time, I was able to get rid of the anxiety, the depression, and the fatigue. So now I wake up every day feeling good, excited, and happy for life for the first time ever. And I want that for you as well. I've taught what I'm about to teach you to over 200 people, and I've helped a lot of people who weren't getting help in the regular system. Most of the people that come to see me, I'm a personal trainer. So when people come and see me, it's not the first thing they've tried. They've normally been to see multiple different doctors, physios, chiros, therapists, and those things haven't worked. And then when we apply the stuff that I teach, I've had an amazingly high success rate, because when you understand how pain works, everything changes. And that's really what I'm going to start with. I want to help you understand how pain works, because once you understand that, it's going to enable you to start to take action and do what you need to do on a daily basis to get out of pain. Because at the end of the day, you are the one that has to get yourself out of pain. You are never going to be able to go to a therapist and they're not going to be able to get you out of pain. It's kind of like losing weight. If you want to lose weight, you've got to exercise and you've got to eat consistently, regularly. If you stop doing those things, you start gaining weight again. Or if you want to build a business and earn money, you have to go to work every day. You don't get to go to work once and somebody gives you money for the rest of your life. That's not how this stuff works. Same thing happens when it comes to pain. You can't rely on someone else. You've got to learn what to do and you've got to do it. So we're going to start by talking about how it works. Then I'm going to go into the different underlying causes. And there's different ways we can look at this, but I'm going to kind of break things down into four main underlying causes and talk about how you can identify them in your own body, because it's normally pretty easy to figure out. So by the end of this training, you're going to understand maybe which one or two or three of these things are going on in your body. Then I'm going to go through the four-step process that I used myself and that I teach other people how to go through this. And really important to know slash understand that it's different for everyone. So what I needed to do to get out of pain is gonna be different to what you need to do or to what someone else might need to do. We're all different, we've all got different genetics, we've all got different stuff going on. So it's about figuring out the puzzle for you. And that's what hopefully we're gonna start to do. And then at the end, I'm gonna offer you a way to get help with this stuff. It's up to you whether you take it or not. I've got two different versions. I've got a program that I've created that's really affordable, and then I've got an option for you to potentially work one-on-one with me, which costs a little bit more. But the reason I've created both of those options is because I grew up without much money, and for about 5 years of my time being sick, I knew what I needed to do, I just couldn't afford to do it. So I had to save up enough money to try and buy the things that I needed to get myself out of pain and to overcome my fatigue issues. So I've created a really affordable program that hopefully is possible for everyone to do if that's the only thing that's accessible to you. But I'm also going to offer the opportunity to work with me, because I can do a bit of problem solving and normally speed things up and help with more tricky situations. But we're going to talk about that at the end. And like I said, it's completely up to you what you choose to do or not. I'm only interested in helping people that really want help and are willing to put the work in. Okay, let's get started. So I'm going to start by explaining how pain works. And this one is really important to understand. This is kind of the basis of how everything fits in. Pain is a protective mechanism created by your brain. And this is where it goes wrong for a lot of people, is not understanding this. Pain is your brain's way of trying to tell you that something is wrong in your body. It's generally not trying to tell you that a muscle's tight, because muscle tightness is just another symptom. It's normally trying to warn you about something more serious. And this is why when you go and have a treatment, it doesn't work, because someone can massage your shoulders, but if you've got something serious going on and the pain goes away, then there's nothing to try and tell you to take action. So pain is your brain's way of trying to tell you that something is going on. And it's all based around threat. So it's based around your brain's perception of threat or danger. So the way I want you to think about this is you have got a capacity to handle threat. You've got a threat bucket. Once your threat bucket gets filled up, it's going to let you know about it with pain. So what you need to do to get out of pain, well, firstly, if you wake up in the morning and you're in pain, it means that your threat bucket is completely full. You're over this limit and you've already got pain. So your job is to figure out what these threats are and just bring yourself back down below this line and just kind of get to there. Because if you go from up here to down here, you're out of pain. But if you're the sort of person who doesn't wake up in pain, but then maybe as soon as you go to work or you drive your car, you get stuck in traffic or whatever, then you get pain, then we know that you're down there somewhere and your daily activities are filling up your threat bucket. So what we've got to do for you is we've got to find a way to empty your threat bucket out a little bit more, so then you've got this buffer to handle what goes on in life. So hopefully that makes sense. Based on the science that's out there, this is how pain works. It's all about threat. So we've got to look at what different things can create threat. And one of the obvious ones is going to be an injury. When you get injured, it hurts. Normally, not always. You can actually get some really serious injuries where people don't experience pain. And I kind of had this myself. I was playing soccer when I was 16. I was in a cup final and I broke my leg in half. Someone jumped in, really bad challenge, snapped my leg. And I mean, it hurt a bit, but not that bad considering what it was, because I had adrenaline, I had other stuff going on. So I didn't really experience the pain until the next day. And then when I woke up, stuff was really hurting. So you can get really serious injuries without pain and without that much pain. And it goes the other way as well. You can get, you know, there's things like fibromyalgia where they can't find any physical injury, yet these people have got really serious pain. So it doesn't work quite how you think it does, but injury can be the cause of pain. The way this type of pain works is you've got threat receptors in your body. So when I broke my leg, you stimulate threat receptors. That threat goes back to your brain, and then your brain can pay attention to it, and it gives you pain. If you step on a nail, you activate these threat receptors. That information goes back to your brain, and your brain pays attention to it, and it creates pain. But one of the big reasons that injuries cause pain is because of inflammation. So inflammation is actually another major source of threat. Because what happens most of the time when you get injured, and it's easier to think about this with an ankle, you've probably rolled your ankle before, right? You roll it, it hurts instantly because you stimulate those threat receptors. But then the reason you stay in pain is because your ankle swells up. Well, that swelling is your immune system. That's inflammation. And as that inflammation goes into the area, it basically cranks up the volume on the threat receptors. So inflammation turns up the volume on threat receptors, and it keeps the area hurting, which tells you to stay off the area until it's healed. Well, when you sprain your ankle, it normally only hurts for 2-3 days, maybe a week at max, because as the inflammation goes down, the pain generally goes down with it. And then, you know, it takes another few weeks, a couple of months for the ligaments to heal if you damaged your ligaments, but it's the inflammation that causes a lot of the pain. So here we've got two types of threat. We've got injury, and then we've got inflammation. The important thing to understand about injuries is that the pain from an injury doesn't last that long. Once the inflammation has gone down, this one is no longer applicable. So if you've had back pain for 20 years since you injured your back, it's no longer the injury that's causing it, it's some of the other stuff. If you've had neck pain on and off for the last 5 years, it's no longer being caused by an injury, even if they've found something on an x-ray or on a scan, and the science is really clear on that. I didn't want to spend this whole time going through studies because that can be a bit boring. Just trust me when I say the science is very clear on this. You can have stuff visible on scans and be completely pain-free. So it's different. But we've got injuries that can be a source, but that goes quick. We've got inflammation. Now, inflammation should come, it should do its job, and then it should go. But sometimes people can get chronic inflammation. And when you've got chronic inflammation that travels around the whole body, it can create pain everywhere. And the way to understand that is you've probably had the flu, right, in the past. You get sick, your body starts hurting, things are aching, but you didn't suddenly damage every joint in your body. It's just that when your immune system was fighting off the flu or whatever it was, it cranks up the volume on the threat receptors in all the joints, and that's why stuff starts to ache, right? Does that make sense? So that's chronic systemic inflammation. So that can be a major cause of pain. Now, I want to jump away and I want to talk about a couple of other things, because there are parts of your brain that regulate pain. because this threat information, it goes up to the brain, but then there's several different areas in the brain that are responsible for regulating the pain. So we'll call them PRCs, pain regulation centers. If the pain regulation centers aren't working properly, and I'll be talking about why that can happen in a moment, but if the pain regulation centers aren't working properly, hopefully it goes without saying, right? If the pain regulation centers aren't working, you get more pain because now you've got all this threat information going back to your body. You've got nothing to dampen that threat information, so stuff hurts. And that's kind of the way it works. Now, obviously, if you've got inflammation, so the volume's been cranked up on these threat receptors, and you've got the pain regulation centers not dampening that information, now you've really got a recipe for pain. And this is what happens in a lot of people. And this is when you go, you know, why when you go for a chiropractic treatment, they crack your back or something like that, it feels better for a couple of days, but then your brain goes, hold on, we've still got this inflammation. Inflammation causes heart disease. Inflammation causes all these serious things that kill us. We can't let this person, you know, we can't get rid of our pain because we've got this serious thing that we need to address. And your pain is your brain's way of trying to let you know that something more serious is going on. So we've got inflammation is a major underlying cause of pain. We've got pain regulation centers not doing their job, which are a major cause of underlying pain. There's also some stuff that's really specific to neck pain and to back pain because there are specific areas of your brain that control movement and specifically control the movement of the spine. So if the parts of your brain that control how your spine moves aren't working, that can be a major, major cause of neck and back pain. And I want to show you just a little bit about how that works. You've got something that looks like this. See these three loopy things? This is your vestibular system. This is your balance system. It lives in your inner ear. It's only really small, so it's smaller than a fingernail, but this is responsible for keeping you upright and telling you what's going on relative to gravity. When you have problems with your balance system, you can fall over and you can hurt yourself. So that on its own is a major potential cause of threat as far as your brain is concerned, because falling over is a good way to hurt yourself and it's a good way to die. I know that sounds extreme, but this is how your brain thinks about this stuff. So if your balance system isn't working, that can be a problem all on its own. But this is what tells your spine how to move. So there's a connection between your balance system, which lives here, and your eyes. So I've got this telling me about gravity as I move my body around. I've got my eyes telling me about stuff as I move around. They talk to each other, they talk to my brain, and they tell my spine what to do. And if this stuff isn't working, if the connection between this and my eyes isn't working very well, and the integration of that information isn't very good, the brain doesn't know what to do to control the spine. So it's gonna start to make the muscles in the neck tight to stop the head moving. It's gonna start to make the muscles in the spine tight to keep your spine still and stop it from moving. So that is a major cause of neck pain and back pain, and one of the most common things that I see when people come into my studio. The other thing that we've got that's gonna be a major underlying cause is gonna be neuroinflammation. So I just call it NI for short. Neuroinflammation is when your brain becomes inflamed. Now, the thing about the brain becoming inflamed is when the brain's inflamed, it can slow down nerve conductivity. So it makes brain cells communicate more slowly, but it also stops them producing energy. And when you stop brain cells from producing energy, they can't work properly. And that's actually one of the big reasons where this goes wrong. So if your brain is inflamed, the pain regulation centers might not work because they can't produce energy, so they can't function to stop the threat. If your brain is inflamed, you might not have the areas that control the spine working, so that's gonna be a reason for your brain to create pain. But obviously, also, all of this can get intertwined as well. And what you see in a lot of people is you have issues in each of these areas. The body becomes inflamed. When the body becomes inflamed, the brain tends to become inflamed. So now you've got the volume being cranked up on the threat receptors going up to the brain. And because the brain's inflamed, we've got the pain regulation centers not working. We've got the spinal control centers not working. And that's a recipe for neck pain and a recipe for back pain. So hopefully that wasn't too confusing. Hopefully that makes sense, right? If your body's inflamed, it turns up the volume on pain receptors. And if the parts of the brain that regulate pain are inflamed, they don't work properly and they can't regulate threat information, that's what causes pain. And that is why treatments don't work for most people. It's why stretching doesn't work for most people. It's why those different things don't work for most people, because this stuff is serious. And this is the thing that you really need to wrap your head around. And it's one of the big problems with medications. And I'm not saying don't take medications. If you need to take a medication to keep yourself out of pain, you've got to do what you've got to do, and you've got to do what your doctor tells you. But what you have to understand is that if you've got inflammation in your body, taking a medication doesn't address that underlying cause of inflammation. And that inflammation is going to lead to something worse later on. Same thing for neuroinflammation. If your brain is inflamed and that's the real reason that you're in pain, neuroinflammation leads to neurodegenerative diseases. It leads to Alzheimer's, it leads to dementia, it leads to horrible stuff that you do not want happening. And this is why people don't respond to medications long term. You start taking a medication and then it stops working, because your brain is smart. It's not going to let you trick the system. If there's something that's potentially going to kill you, it needs you to do something about it, and it's going to keep giving you pain until you do something about it. Same thing for these brain areas. If the part of your brain that regulates pain isn't working, that is a problem, because these parts of the brain don't just regulate pain. They keep your heart beating, they keep your blood pumping, they help you breathe, they create digestion, they enable you to stay alive. So it's important stuff. Same thing for the movement centers. They perform multiple functions that are really important. Okay? So you understand how this works, right? Pain is a protective mechanism created by your brain. Your brain's job is to keep you alive. If it's worried about stuff, it is going to keep giving you pain until you address those underlying causes. And this is why it took me so long to get out of pain, because I was always just working on one thing or two things. I hadn't addressed all the right things together. So this is how pain works. Really important that you keep that one in the back of your mind. Now I want to talk about each of those symptoms on their own. So we've got the parts of the brain that regulate pain. So we've got the pain regulation centers, a lot of them that are in the brainstem. I want to quickly talk about how stuff can go wrong, and then I want to talk about how you can figure out if this stuff is going on you. So the first way this can go wrong is with neuroinflammation or inflammation in the body, as we've just talked about. But head trauma is another common thing that happens. So head trauma, I played soccer growing up, I played rugby, I boxed, I did stuff like that. That repeated head trauma can create inflammation in the brain and can really affect these areas. So if you played a contact sport growing up, that's potentially one of the things that's led to this stuff not working. Also, if you fell over, that can be a problem. So just regular falls can be an issue. Ways that you can tell if this stuff isn't working: when the pain regulation centers aren't working, there are common symptoms that you can experience. Obviously, the first one is going to be pain. If you've got a chronic pain, it's a good sign that this one isn't working. But this also controls your heart rate. So if you've got elevated heart rate, it's an indication that this stuff isn't working. Because it controls it both ways, if you've got a really low heart rate, that might also be a thing. Next thing we've got is blood pressure. This area controls blood pressure. So if you've got really high blood pressure or you've got really low blood pressure, they're good indicators that this part of the brain isn't working either. If you've got digestive problems, because the nerve that goes to your digestive system comes from this part of the brain. Digestive problems, gas, bloating, diarrhea, indigestion, stuff like that can all be an indication that this area isn't working. Your breathing control centers live here as well. So if you have breathing issues, that can be an indication. So maybe you've got asthma or something like that. If you get cold hands and feet, I'll just say cold hands. So if you get cold hands and feet, that can be an indication that this part of the brain isn't working either. So if you are sitting there with pain and you've got these symptoms as well, it really strongly points us towards this stuff as being an underlying cause of your neck pain and your back pain. Next thing we've got is we've got these movement control centers. So we've got the spinal movement. We'll just call them movement control centers. If they're not working, common things that are going to go along with that, because it's all about the balance system, it's all about this thing and the interplay and the communication between the two. The first one is, if your neck or back pain happens when you move your head, so if you're driving the car and you turn your head and you get neck pain, that's a big indication. If your back pain tends to happen when you bend forwards. So a lot of people, they bend forwards and they think their back pain is because they've got a disc problem or something like that. But a lot of the time, it's because the balance system isn't working. So think about this. If your balance system isn't working and you start to lean forwards, your brain's going to be more scared that you can fall over and hurt yourself. So pain when leaning forwards is a major indication that this area is part of the underlying stuff that's going on in your body, and that's one of the most common things that I see when I work with people. Anxiety is a major indicator that there's a problem in this area. And again, you can think about this in a couple of ways. If your balance isn't very good and there's problems with this, that's really scary for your brain, and that makes people more anxious. But just when they look at the research, there's a couple of different areas of the brain that we're talking about here. They're heavily linked to anxiety in the research. Motion sickness. If you get motion sickness, that's a big indication. If you get vertigo, if you get balance issues, if your back gets tired when you're walking, if your back gets tired when you're sitting down for long periods of time, those things are all indications that this area might be in play. If you have problems with eye movements, that can be an indication. Also, if you're clumsy, that can point to these brain areas. As can, like, if you've got shaky hand movements and you reach out for stuff and your hand shakes, all those things can point to this brain area. So hopefully as we go through this, you can start to piece together what stuff might not be working in your body. Next thing we've got is going to be inflammation. So regular inflammation, if your body is inflamed, there are multiple obvious symptoms. The first one is going to be digestive stuff. If you've got any digestive symptom, heartburn, acid reflux, indigestion, if you get gas or bloating when you eat foods, if you get diarrhea, if you get constipation, if you get loose stools, if you get alternating constipation and diarrhea, if you get anything like that, it is a real strong indication that you've got something going on with the digestive system, which tends to lead to inflammation. If you get bad hangovers, that can also be an indication as well, but we'll stick to some of the other ones. So indication, if you've got an autoimmune disease, so if you've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's or any other autoimmune disease that relates to your immune system, we know there's going to be inflammation in your body unless you've done something about it. Type 2 diabetes. Well, we'll say both of them. It's a different way, but if you've got diabetes, you're going to have a lot of inflammation in your body. So there's lots of different warning signs. Other things that you might have are fatigue, brain fog, anxiety. There's basically a lot of different things that all point to inflammation in the body, but these are going to be some of the big ones. The most obvious one, if you have digestive problems and you have pain, it is a real strong indicator that it's part of the problem. Okay, which leaves us with one more. We've got neuroinflammation, the most common symptom that you're going to get is going to be brain fog. When brains become inflamed, nerves can't talk to each other as efficiently. When that happens, it slows things down. You get foggy thinking and you can't think as clearly as you should. The next one is going to be fatigue. Because brain cells can't produce energy properly when they're inflamed, you get tired more quickly. So if you get tired when you're reading, if you get tired when you're working on the computer, if you just generally get tired faster than you should, that is a big sign of neuroinflammation. Anxiety is a big indicator. Depression is a big indicator. If you are depressed, it is highly likely you have inflammation in your brain. Memory problems. mood swings. Obviously, if you've got Alzheimer's or you're progressing into one of those things, but you probably wouldn't be watching this video, but any of those things are going to be an indicator of neuroinflammation. But the subtle, obvious ones are going to be brain fog and fatigue and things like that. So those are going to be the indicators that you've got issues in these different areas. Now, as I've gone through that, this stuff should probably be starting to make sense, and hopefully you're starting to understand some of the things that might be going on in your body, and hopefully you understand right why you have not been able to get rid of your pain so far. And unfortunately, the way this works is we'll keep it simple. And I know this is a really crude analogy, but it kind of helps to illustrate the point. If you've got four nails stuck in your ass and you take one nail out, you still got a sore ass. You got to get all four of them out before things stop hurting. And that's the way that you need to understand pain as well. You might have one nail, you might have four nails. I don't know how many nails you've got, but we know that we've got to get all of those nails out before things are going to feel better. So that's what I'm going to talk about doing right now. It is a four-step process in terms of getting people out of pain. And I tend to think about it in this order as well, because you don't need to do everything. So when I teach people, I teach them the most simple and the most obvious things first. So the number one thing that I teach people how to do is train the pain regulation centers. So there are different ways that you can train the parts of your brain that regulate pain, but they're all really simple. So simple movement stuff, simple eye exercises, simple balance system exercises. But when you do them in the right way, you can switch these parts of the brain on, and that can be really effective. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes each day. And I've found that for, say, 50% of the people that come in with chronic neck and back pain, 50% of the people can get out of pain just by doing step one, which is training these parts of the brain. The second step is going to be the movement control centers. Okay? So movement control centers for the spine. So we've got the balance system, and we've got something called the vestibular cerebellum. The names don't matter so much, but what does matter is that you can train those as well. Again, by doing specific exercises targeted to these areas, that deals with a lot of people's pain. So I found this one is about 50 to 60% of people. I found this one is about 20 to 30% of people. So when you deal with those two, we've got, you know, 10 to 20% left, which fall into the next category, which is number three, and which is number four, where we've got inflammation and we've got neuroinflammation. And realistically, there's a lot of interplay between those two. So a lot of the things that you need to do are very similar for neuroinflammation and for inflammation. So kind of steps three and step four go together. I actually start working on neuroinflammation first because it can be a little bit easier. And then if that doesn't work, then we start to look at this stuff. But this is the process that I take people through. The first thing is you just start to train the brain activation areas. And for 50, 60% of people, we found that just by doing that 10 to 15 minutes every day gets people out of pain and keeps them out of pain. And one of the funny things about humans, this is something that I find with a lot of my former clients, they get out of pain, they stay out of pain for about a year, and then they stop doing this stuff. And then they give you a call and you're like, ah, I'm back in pain. And you ask them the question, okay, have you still been doing the drills? And they're like, no. And you're like, oh. Okay, start doing the drills, and then it starts working again. Like I said at the start, some of this stuff you just have to do on a regular basis. But this one, 50 to 60% of people gets them out of pain, keeps them out of pain. Next one, 20 to 30% of people. And that one takes probably about 5 to 10 minutes to do each day. And I normally double them up. I kind of keep this in there as a regular. So 10 to 15 minutes plus 5 to 10 minutes. So here, we've got like, we'll say 15 mins. We'll go outside in here. We've got 5 to 10 mins. So I find that if people are willing to spend between 20 and 25 minutes a day on stuff, you can get 80 to 90% of people out of pain and keep them out of pain. That is a lot of people. But But it does leave 10 to 20% of people who need to dress the inflammation. And now the reason I leave that until last is because one of the big things that creates inflammation is poor nutrition and stuff going on in the digestive system. So where we start here is generally removing inflammatory foods. Now, I'm not going to go into what that is now, but just understand that if you eat foods that cause inflammation in your body, they're going to cause inflammation in your body. It doesn't matter what foods you like and don't like. If something causes inflammation and that's a cause of your pain, it's just the way it is. Can't change it. After removing inflammatory foods, we like to balance blood sugar levels because fluctuations in blood sugar can create inflammation. So that's another thing that has to happen for people. Again, personal preference doesn't come into this. It's about physiology. It's about how it works. You just got to do what you need to do. We also work on improving sleep because if you don't sleep well, it can cause problems with brain inflammation. So really important to get you sleeping. It's important to exercise, but it's important not to overtrain. So we start to address all that stuff when we get into here. And for a really, really small percentage, you know, 0 to 5%, we might need to dig deeper and address some real hidden underlying causes. But I'm not going to go into detail on that because most people can get what they need by doing between 15 and 25 minutes of training type stuff on a regular basis. Doesn't have to be every day, but it does need to be fairly regular. And then the lifestyle factors in between that, you can take care of some amazingly complex or what used to seem like complex things. Okay, so that's the process that I take people through. Like I said at the start, I've got a couple of ways to help you with this. I've created a program. The program is going to walk you through all these steps. It's taken me a long time to put this program together. I'm really proud of it. It's basically my life's work. I think that it's got the potential to change your life, and I've made it very affordable. The other option that you've got for getting help with this stuff is to work with me personally. Now, when you work with me personally, I give you access to the program because I want you to have that stuff so you've got a reference, because you don't want to have to rely on me. You need to learn how to do this on your own because you've got to live with you for the rest of your life. So you need to know how to get rid of your pain and keep it away. So we've got the two options. We've got the program and you've got working with me in person. But the way to access both of them is to fill out the application form that should have appeared below. So there's a button. If you click on that button, it's going to pop up an application form that you need to fill out. The reason I do it this way is because I've been doing this for quite a long time now, and I've got experience knowing who this stuff is going to work for and not work for. And really, there's two things that come into this. This firstly is, can it be helped? Look, if you've got something crazy going on, you've got some horrible type of cancer, you know, that stuff is serious. It is really unlikely that the programs that I've got are going to help you. And if you've got some really bad neurological disorder, you know, this stuff won't work. So there's no point wasting your money. So firstly, there's some stuff that I know can't be helped by this, so I'm going to let you kind of know about that. Secondly, I like to work with people who are going to put the work in. I've had far too many sessions over the last 5 years where we've talked about making nutritional changes for someone in a serious situation, and then they haven't done it. And then they come back the next week, and I don't have anything new to say. If you eat inflammatory foods, and inflammation is one of the reasons you're in pain, there's nothing I can do if you won't change it. So the reason I use an application is to just make sure that you're a good fit for the program. So fill that application form out. Once you've filled that out and submit it, we're going to arrange a time to talk. We'll chat for maybe about 45 minutes, about an hour, and figure out the right solution for you. So it might be that the program is the best fit for you, either financially or for another reason, or we might find that you would just rather get as much help as you can and you can afford to do it, in which case working with me in person, online in person, is going to be the best option. So I hope you've enjoyed this presentation. I hope it's helped you to understand some of the things that are going on in your body. At the end of the day, it is a little bit complicated. There's lots of bits to it, but hopefully I've managed to put things in a way that you understand it. Pain is a protective mechanism created based on threat. You've got to address the underlying causes of threat in order for your pain to go away. You can't trick the system. If your body's inflamed, it's really serious. Your brain's not going to let your pain go away unless you deal with that. If your brain's inflamed, it's really serious. You're not going to get rid of your pain unless you deal with that. If the parts of the brain that regulate pain aren't working, that's pretty serious. You're not going to get out of pain unless you get those areas working. And if the parts of the brain that control how your spine moves aren't working, you're not going to get rid of your pain unless you address those things. I wish it could be a different way. I wish it was simple and you could just do something. You know, it's not the way it works based on my experience working on myself, working on my other people.